This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Chaim Goodman Strauss. How are you?
Doing great. How about you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Today, you have brought in candy. We'll get to that in a minute.
We sure will.
First, you wanted to ask a question about the new year.
Right. So on the podcast, but I have not on the radio yet, I've posed a puzzle. What is an interesting numerical fact about 2012? Just for to put it in context, 2011 was a fascinating year numerically. It was the 2011 was the sum of 11 consecutive primes ending in 211. Isn't that cool?
Wait, what now? It was
the number 2011
is the sum
of 11 consecutive primes.
Starting with?
I think 157, ending in 211.
Okay. Isn't that cool? That is very cool.
And
so 2012 has?
Well, that's a little bit of a contest. So
Okay. We've
gotten a few suggestions already. If people want to send in their ideas to mathfactor@uark.edu or through the website mathfactor.uark.edu.
We should talk that we have two kind of audiences with these segments.
Yeah,
because
we do.
The podcast, while it does have a general audience, which I would include, like me, there are people who are mathematicians and very much interested in math. Mm-hmm. When we're on the radio, it's generally a general audience. So let me ask this. Will people like me, the generalists, be able to come up with what is fascinating about 2012?
I don't know what the answer is, so.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Somebody...
Oh, so you're not asking. You don't know. This is an open-ended question.
This is a contest, yeah.
Oh, so what you're saying is what is the most interesting fact about the number 2012.
Right, that somebody can come up with. And for their trouble, there will be a Math Factor prize.
All right.
Math fund sent in the mail.
Okay.
To your home
address.
I see.
So there's no, right now there is no one single correct answer.
Never.
Can we talk about M&Ms yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So as listeners know, we have been talking about heating and cooling, and in particular this problem about the coffee.
Right.
If it makes sense, if you have coffee and cream, if overall, if you leave it unmixed and come back 30 minutes later and then mix it versus mixing it and then coming back 30 minutes later, will that make any difference at all?
Which will have stayed warmer?
Right.
If you've put the cream in and walked away or if you didn't put the cream in and walked away?
And this was really kind of a perplexing problem. It raised a lot of issues on the website, which was great to see. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe we should just talk about heating and cooling in general.
So let's do that.
I used to have a big sack of red M&Ms and a big sack of blue M&Ms. I've got the blue M&Ms here.
What happened to the red ones?
Well, you know, my colleagues that don't make coffee apparently ate all the red ones and didn't tell me about it. I have these M&Ms for just this purpose, for demonstrating heat. So here we have a
You've put out roughly, I don't know, 40 blue M&Ms on my desk.
Let's suppose that's an infinite number of. That's all the need, because if I need more, I'll just get them out.
Okay.
Now, this is
straight out of the bag.
Yeah, and there's some blue M&Ms mixed in. I'm just going to set those aside because they're going to be confusing. Just throw them into the other pile. And so now we have what we're pretending is a big pile of red M&Ms.
Okay. So these that are not blue on my desk, that have just come out of the bag that you might have purchased at any store. These are the non-blue M&Ms.
They're red.
They're all red. Okay. We're going to imagine that they're all red. Gotcha.
The raised listeners can't even tell.
That's right. They're all red. What am I talking about?
Now, we can imagine that this pile of blue M&Ms is sort of, you know, is like atoms or whatever at the ambient temperature. It represents heat.
Okay.
And this is sort of the ground. This is like whatever the room temperature is. Blue is stuff at the normal temperature.
Room temperature.
Right.
These are room temperature.
And then these red ones are somehow hotter. And now here's the game. Every time we just pick it's the same number. Let's say five M&Ms from the red pile or from this original pile. And we replace it with five blue M&Ms.
Okay.
And we just set these aside. We don't worry about that.
So the red ones are gone, and now there are five blue among the rest of the red.
Now we mix them up. We pick five at random. Maybe we are unlucky and get a bunch of blues, or maybe not.
Well, you've got four reds and one blue.
Okay.
And you replace those with?
I set those aside and put more blues in.
Okay.
And I do keep doing that. I mix up the original pile. I grab five at random. Just worked out to be, again, pretty much
four and one.
But
so what's happening here is we're taking out four or five of the hotter ones and replacing them with five of the room temperature.
But, you know, you'll see that the proportion of blues is slowly going up, right?
Right.
And so the question is, as over time, how many red M&Ms are left in this original pile?
Eventually, there will be none.
Eventually none, but you'll see what rate it actually happens. So let's do it sort of more simply. Suppose that I took half the pile away and replaced it with half. Then after one moment, I'd have half red and half blue.
Okay.
Now I take half of those away and replace them with blue. Now you see I'd only have a quarter red and a three-quarters blue.
Right.
Right. Now I do that again. Each time I'll have half of the reds remaining that I had before. That's exactly the way cooling works. Cooling, you see, the more reds I have, the faster the rate of cooling, because there's more stuff to get rid of.
Oh.
It's precisely what Newton's law of cooling says, that the rate of cooling is proportional to how much stuff is left to get rid of. So once I get to almost all blues, you see, now the rate of cooling is very, very slow because
more and more blue room temperature M&Ms are coming in.
Yeah, right. Bingo. That's it. That's exactly it. But let me point out that even though the hot one is cooling faster, it's still hotter.
Right. Right. And will always be until they both hit room temperature.
That's exactly right. Now you understand thermodynamics.
And that is Newton's?
Newton's law of cooling.
Anything else?
I have one more.
Oh, you have a puzzle, I hope?
I do have a puzzle.
Okay.
And it's actually about mixing.
Okay.
So this puzzle is due to Raymond Smullyan, who I haven't mentioned enough. He's a fantastic puzzler and logician. And it's a variation on this old, another puzzle, which many people have heard, but I'm going to phrase it in terms of M&Ms. So suppose I have a beaker of red M&Ms, 1,000 red M&Ms, and a beaker of 1,000 blue M&Ms. And then I turn my back and you swap, say, some number of M&Ms from both jars, right? Mm-hmm. You stick, say, 487 from one jar, 487 from the other jar, switch them.
Switch them.
Right. Now, the question is, and this is sort of a silly, easy question, is, okay, is the number of red M&Ms in one jar the same as the number of blue M&Ms in the other jar?
Well, yeah.
Obviously, right.
Yeah, you've made the switch.
Right.
So M&M for M&M.
Right. So now that's not our puzzle, but this is a variation on that.
Okay.
So let's switch to liquid just to make it easier.
Okay.
So we have a 10-ounce flask of water and a 10-ounce flask of wine.
Okay.
Now, I've got a 3-ounce scoop. And what I do is I scoop out 3 ounces of liquid from either flask.
Right.
Dump it in the other flask. Scoop out 3 ounces of liquid from the other flask and move it back.
Okay.
Stirring at every step just to make sure everything's all mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is there any possible way to do this, any sequence at all, so that you have at some point a 50-50 mixture of water and wine?
Okay. So the first step I've taken, let's say I've taken 3 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put it into the 10 ounces of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stir. For a moment, I have 13 ounces of liquid over here. Then I take 3 ounces out of that mixture and put it back with the 7 ounces of pure water.
Yep.
And now I've got it. And so is there any way that I eventually have 50% wine in this one and 50% wine in this one?
That's right.
Hi, great to have you back in the studio.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas.